This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The late Neil Postman wrote a book called Amusing Ourselves to Death, Public Discourse in the Age of Show Business. In Chapter 4, he wrote about the typographic man and extensively about the Lincoln-Douglas debates. His point was that Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas spoke to audiences that were used to a culture dedicated to reading, instead of one confused and manipulated by imagery, as we are now. Mr. Postman's major theme is this, quote, "The written word and an oratory based upon it has a content, a semantic, paraphrasable, propositional content. Whenever language is the principal medium of communication, especially language controlled by the rigors of print, an idea, a fact, a claim is the inevitable result. There is no escape from meaning when language is the instrument guiding one's thought." End quote. My point is in line with what Mr. Postman generally says in his book, that the written word and the culture it breeds is superior over manipulative imagery and the culture it breeds. The bottom line is that when people read, digest thought, and speak of it, they are infinitely more intelligent than someone who just watches and repeats. Now that is no doubt the simplification of the matter, even if someone can take 200 pages to elaborate on it. What then do I suggest to you? I suggest you read, and I suggest your child read. Personally, I try to read 25 pages a day. That gets me through dozens of books a year. When you read, you are analyzing and critiquing. That is so much more than what is done in civil government schools, where students are told what to think, instead of learning how to think. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.